The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We've signed an agreement with them, and we hope that that agreement is going to be a template for other universities who acknowledge that there is no room for men and women's sports. The university is apologizing. It is taking away the titles that were incorrectly given to men. We've righted a wrong today.
Oh, thank goodness this is happening. It's a big, big step. Here's Paula Scanlon, one of the victims of Will Thomas.
What I did not like about this apology was that they just simply said, well, we were following the rules. To my question, Title IX has always been what it is. Mm-hmm. How is it just changing the rules that men can magically be women for a couple of years and they went back to reality? They've been given no justification for that. I think, again, this is a wonderful start. I think we've seen the Trump administration has been so strong on this. I appreciate their leadership in this issue. It shows that they really are doers, are getting things done. They're doing exactly what they promised, and I'm so grateful for that.
A lot of positives, but still some questions out there. Jen Say is back with us. She's the founder and CEO of a great clothing brand, XXXY Athletics, a USA champion gymnast, producer of the Emmy Award-winning documentary Athlete A on Netflix. Jen, what a victory this is from yesterday. But again, still some questions about other schools doing the same thing and maybe the NCAA as well. How are you?
Yeah, I think Paula put it really well. You know, for the last, 5 to 10 years, the powers that be, the institutions, they've been pretending that biology is this like quaint, outdated idea. It's so crazy. You know, and they've attacked anyone that would call Will Thomas a man, which he is. He should compete in men's. But this fever completely took hold. But I think Paula is right. I mean, I don't think we're seeing a moral epiphany here on the part of University of Pennsylvania. They're basically saying they will now comply with the law. To her point, Title IX has always been the law, but this fever took hold and they were kind of going the other way. And I wanted to say also, they weren't just complying with the law. They were celebrating Thomas. They were submitting Will Thomas to be a female athlete of the year to Sports Illustrated. Like, they were looking at this as a civil rights triumph. So, you know, they were all in on this. I think the apology is weak. At the end of the day, though, I don't care. They were forced into submission. They will uphold Title IX. They will uphold the law. And other universities will be cowed. They are not going to want to be investigated. They are not going to want to give up federal funding due to Title IX violations. And this is how change happens. Eventually, the culture will change. Right now, it needs to be done. with a heavy hand.
I've had Paul on the show and Olivia Krolchek and, you know, team members of Will Thomas who have said, look, you know, if they raised a red flag, the administration would bring them in and they would convince them. And there were even some team members that were against it at first, if I remember correctly. And then they were convinced by the administration to say, look, this is bigger than you. This is a big moment. So they tried to brainwash them into thinking that, yeah, it's okay that a biological male smokes us in the record book and also changes next to us.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to what Paula says, and I know her personally, and I've heard her, you know, her stories directly, most of which I think she shared publicly, this man was parading around in the locker room, fully intact, fully naked, making no effort to make these women feel more comfortable. In fact, making every effort to make them uncomfortable. When she complained, when she raised this with the university, and keep in mind, she's a sexual assault survivor, they told her to deal with it. Yeah. They told her she needed therapy, and they told her she would never get a job if she raised this because she looks like a bigot. So I can only imagine, I don't know if the full investigation will ever be released by the Department of Education, but I can only imagine what they found would shock even us.
You know, I addressed this with another guest earlier about sports journalism, and here you have Riley retweeted this, and she had a great response. Keith Olbermann, who has become, you know, I used to be a fan of Keith Olbermann. I always thought he was a good writer and funny back, this goes back decades. But his response to this whole story is, wanted to congratulate Whiny Gaines on now being able to say she finished tied for fourth, all caps, not tied for fifth, all caps, in the Leah Thomas race. And Riley's response was just perfect. She says, thank you. And while you're keeping track, make sure to congratulate Emma Wyatt, the rightful national champ in the 500 freestyle too. And she goes on to say, if you're insinuating fifth in the nation is bad, what do you call a man who ranks 462nd nationally in the men's category? I mean, how could you not? I don't get the sports journalists out there, Jen. I really don't. I don't know how ESPN, Riley addressed this yesterday too, how they can't address this issue in a fair way and talk about the realities of what these poor women had to go through, but they just won't do it.
It's so dumb, as if what she placed has anything to do with it. I want to draw an analogy with you for a second. When I first spoke out about abuse in gymnastics in 2008, the pushback was she was a crappy gymnast. First of all, I was a seven-time national team member and a national champion. But, you know, then it was, well, you were the worst national champion ever. That may, in fact, be true. I'm not arguing. But why does that matter?
Yeah, it shouldn't.
If I was a bad gymnast, does that mean coaches should be able to abuse me?
No.
So if Riley should get to, she does, she can talk about this even if she was last. It's not fair regardless that a man stole the medals, the trophies, the opportunities, and the dignity of the women on his team and that he was competing against in the NCAA. And the UPenn is going to, is forced now to give those records back, to give those titles back. You know, their apology is sort of paltry, but they have to do the thing. And I credit the Trump administration with making that happen.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what. Oh, it's Sue here. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Sue.
Hi. The other thing that I find appalling is we don't even yet really know the damage that was done to these women who were told it's your fault. And what they took on. And, you know, I don't even think we're going to see that until down the line. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the part that really upsets me. I mean, it's not just having to accept the unfairness, but then being threatened and bullied if you dare bring it up. This is the behavior of an abuser. Yeah. This is what, you know, a mom who abuses a child or a dad, they hit them and they say, I wouldn't have to hit you if you didn't, if you just behaved. This is what my coaches said to me. I wouldn't have to tell you you're a fat pig if you just weighed in at 89 pounds instead of 90 pounds. This is the behavior of abusers, and that's the erasure we're talking about. Any young girl who dares to stand up in her own defense is called a bigot, is called a transphobe, is called every name you can think of, and most aren't as strong as Paula. Most won't continue. You know, what they did to Paula is what forced the other young women to be silent because they don't want to go through it. I get it. But it's not fair, and Paula persisted, and some of the other team members did as well, and this is the right outcome. I just don't want people to think it's over, because like I said, this university has had no moral epiphany. I don't know if you guys followed the headlines in some of the kind of mainstream press on this, but places like CNN, the Washington Post, the BBC, you know, their headlines were all about how trans women are not allowed to compete in sports anymore. False, they can compete in men's, and how, you know, Thomas's victories are being erased. No,
it's ridiculous.
He is forced to give back the prizes to the women who actually deserved them.
Exactly.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
That's it.
Well, one more topic here, and this ties it. So one of the things that's always been a mystery, I think you and I have talked about this before, why don't more female athletes come forward and really take a stand on this? Like active female athletes. Here's Riley on this.
I hope so. I hope we see the likes of Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. Of course, we saw where Simone Biles was on this issue, which is really sad.
Yeah, we did.
Venus and Serena Williams. I mean, I can think of so many athletes, female athletes with prominent platforms who I would just love to link arms with in this battle, who would celebrate this and praise again the actions that we have seen from the Trump administration. Although, again, based on what we've seen the past few years, hopefully it's more likely now. But again, I still think a long shot, which is really tragic.
It is. And Jen, I have not spoken with you since this all happened with Simone Biles. And as a gymnast, I'm very curious to hear what you said, because that I chronicled that, you know, pretty in depth with the back and forth. I remember on that Friday night, it got a little crazy on the ex formerly Twitter between those two. And then Simone Biles comes out with that apology. I'm curious about your interpretation of that.
Yeah, she apologized and then nuked her account. I think it's still not back.
Right.
My feeling is there were some people that think she didn't write the tweet. I think she did. I think it was just sort of an impetuous thing. And I think she thought everybody would agree with her and give her lots of likes.
Agreed.
And, you know, yes, queens. And then she didn't get it because Riley has broad-based support, because the issue has broad-based support from the left, from the right. 80% of Americans agree that women's sports should be for women because it's the common sense position. Everybody knows men and women are different. But Simone was in her little bubble and she thought she'd get lots of high fives, and that's not what happened. Many people came out of the, you know, the shadows to support Riley, and she was forced then to give an apology because, frankly, what I think happened is the PR ladies at all the various companies that she is an endorser for started to panic that they would be Bud Lighted. And they called her management and they were like, you need to deal with this. And they all got in a room and they wrote a really garbage apology, which certainly made no sense. I mean, it sounded AI generated. It didn't sound like Simone. The funny thing, though, I think is, you know, her statement initially was about, Riley, why don't you advocate for a third category, which enraged the trans activists as well. They don't want a third category. They want to be acknowledged as women. So she sort of pissed everybody off, which I think is really funny.
But she sort of also at the same time kind of acknowledged that there's a problem and that it exists,
totally.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, totally. She inadvertently acknowledged that they are male-bodied and there needs to be a different solution. So she really angered everybody, and I think she just then opted out by, you know, nuking her Twitter account. The whole thing was quite dramatic, and I think was a really important moment that demonstrated that, look, she's one of the most famous athletes in the world, one of the best. Did you know Simone Biles went 10 years without losing a competition she entered? I mean, who? What other athlete?
Wow. That is incredible. That's incredible.
It's pretty remarkable. And yet, it was Riley that got the support because she's representing the common sense position of most Americans. So I do think when we get to the end of this and when everything is kind of resolved and we've all returned to common sense, I think that will be viewed as a bit of a turning point. That said, there are no world-class professional or Olympic-level athletes speaking out in defense of women's sports. I think there won't be for quite some time. If Simone Biles, in her tweet, had said, I support Riley Gaines and, you know, women's sports should be for women, I think she would have lost Athleta, United, Uber Eats, all her big
sponsors.
That's
so sad. That is so, but I think you're right. I think your gut instinct is right. Jen Tsai, thank you so much. I will proudly wear my red, white, and blue XXXY hat on the 4th of July. And by the way, they retweeted out. Did you ever see the picture of Alexa from a couple of weeks ago?
I did.
It was an adorable picture of my daughter going to the pool in her hat. I know you acknowledged it. She loves the hat as well. Jen, thank you so much. Have a great 4th of July.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.